From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. While German Chancellor Angela Merkel proposed that European nations strengthen their multilateral ties, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence praised NATO, but made no mention of the European Union, fueling concerns about America's approach to international affairs. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference Saturday, NATO Secretary General says NATO and the EU can coexist.
As long as NATO and the European Union complement, not compete with each other, this is something I really welcome. Because a strong Europe cannot mean Europe alone. Just as I don't believe America first means America alone.
Although Pence made no mention of the European Union, he will have the opportunity to explain the Trump administration's position on the 28-nation alliance when he meets with the European Union leaders Sunday in Brussels. President Donald Trump took to Twitter on Saturday morning to take another shot at reporters ahead of his planned campaign-style rally Saturday afternoon in Florida. A White House spokeswoman told Reuters this week that Mr. Trump planned the event partly because he doesn't think his message is always treated fairly in the news. And Trump can deliver his own message very effectively, her words, by taking the stage and talking to the American people. Trump has ramped up his anti-press comments this week, apparently testy over information leaks that led to the resignation of National Security Advisor Michael Flynn after leaked documents showed Flynn misled members of the Trump administration about contacts with Russia's ambassador. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Trump administration's crackdown on illegal immigrants has families on edge across the country that the families may be separated. Dozens of people gathered Friday night at a church in the southwestern U.S. state of New Mexico to show solidarity with the immigrant families.
Albuquerque is here for everybody, and that's what America is.
That's why people are lined up with signs and kids holding candles.
Are we going to again declare ourselves an immigrant-friendly city? Are we going to make the commitment? That's right.
We spoke with documented immigrants who say they're afraid President Trump's new immigration policy will tear families apart.
I have kids, and I really don't want to, move to another country that I don't even know.
Under the Obama administration, immigration officials targeted recent entrants and those convicted of serious crimes. Now, under President Trump's executive order, they can go after anyone accused of a crime, no matter how long they've been here.
That was Justin Matthews reporting. The UN's top human rights official is urging Myanmar's leader, Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, to use her moral authority to ease the plight of the country's disenfranchised Rohingya Muslim community. Lisa Schlein reports.
Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi has come under mounting criticism from the international community for her failure to speak out on behalf of the Rohingya, a persecuted Muslim minority in Myanmar's Rakhine state. But there are signs this may be changing. Ravina Shamdasani is spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. She tells VOA the High Commissioner spoke personally to Aung San Suu Kyi on the phone earlier this month. This was after the release of an investigative report that documents alleged atrocities committed by Myanmar's military against the Rohingya.
She was quite shocked and that there will be accountability. It may be too soon to say whether this will be the ultimate breakthrough for the Rohingya in Myanmar, but we believe it is heading in that direction.
Myanmar has ended its military operation in Rakhine State this week. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pakistan has closed its borders with Afghanistan, fired a barrage of artillery into its neighbor's territory, and staged a major domestic crackdown on militant groups, reportedly killing more than 100 suspects in response to terror attacks in the region. Those deadly attacks were claimed by the Islamic State. Observers say this could provide grounds for a united fight against terrorism, but instead seems to be pushing the two countries apart. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.